Continuing our Shurim of Binyan Ariel, we are on Daf Kuf Tzadihei. But since we understand that this is a very, very important piece over here, it's talking about the Dusha Das, we're going to go back from the beginning of Kuf Tzadigimel. On page Kuf Tzadigimel 193, Ot Tzadivav. We're going to start again from the beginning, since it's such a crucial piece of information to understand the Kitva Rizal in all. So let's start again. Ot Tzadivav, Hine Yadua. And this again, it's a pirush on the drush adas. Drush adas. Hina yedua, yodim, yeduim. Sorry, diva Rav Chaim Vital Zal be'akdamato le'sefer Etz Chaim. Famous introduction to Etz Chaim. Shekatav shechiber sifro le'maskilim dafka. Dafka for the maskilim. This is written in Akdama. Kibehelem bo yote me'agilu v'gilu atefer merkise al payim. It is known that the Derech HaDa'ariza was to reveal only a minority of the truth of the matter and hide most of it. So not only is he very short, Da'ariza is very short on his words, but often he's written the opposite of what really was true in order to protect the limud in general, the information they shouldn't fall in the wrong hands. That's what the Torah Chacham writes. Val kol hu somech al me'ayin arui v'zakai lilmod sitre Torah she'Hashem ya'ir enav v'yezakeinu navir nedvarim yisham. And he's in at the end of the day, how can he lead us on the wrong path? The truth is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to lead you on the right path, even though the others is only telling you 1/10 of the story. But Hashem will open your eyes and you will understand. And that's the way it really is. ואחד מהאופנים שעל ידו מסתיע הרב חיים ויטל זה על כמונתו אמיתי הוא שבכמה מקומות מספרו הוא משנה מסדר סגנונו הרגיל. And one of the ways we can reveal what is the truth and what is not being told 100% the truth is the way he changes from his style of writing. כותב על פי צפון נסתר נעלם. Sometimes he writes in a very mysterious and hidden way. אשר משמעותו הפשוטה אין לנו תואמת המערכים הדרכים היהודים המוסמוכים בעניין סדר הספירות ושמותיהם כריתת הסוגין בארמה. It's not in its usual form. אבל למבין העומק כמנותו ותמונה תמונה באותו סגנון של המונחים נסתרים, אכן כל דברים הם דברים מאחדים, יושבים, מהירים, מזהירים בכל שום סבירה וקושי הכלל. But once you understand the style of Rav Chaim Vital, you can definitely indicate, it's definitely clearly indicated when is he telling you the 100% truth or sometimes he's diverting from that. סון סגנון דיבור מיוחד זה כותב הרב חיים ויטל בדרוש הדע שחיברו בסוף ימיו ספרו סופחו לספרו לספרו שעה הקדמת. Now, one of the major ways we have a signs of this is through a drush called drush adash, which is hidden and placed in between in one of its svarim, many svarim, which is called Shah Damas, which is in Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis Ve'elech. ונפס גם בסוף ספר נער שלום למרן רב חיים שש. It's also מלוקת in the ספר נער שלום on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Ve'elech. ושם ביאר כמה כללים חדשים נפלאים בסוד חלוקת הספירות אשר לפיהם כינויים והשמות של הפרטי הבחינות משתנים מכפי האופן השתמשמות בהם בדרך כלל. And there we learn how to apply the system of the ספירות פרצופן together. כאן נביא חלוקה אחת תקחית, and here we're going to bring one example of that, אשר לפיה דיבר אריזה זר בכמה מקומות ספר הרב, which אריזה mentions in many different places, דבריו באו בהלם ולא הבנו על הנכון אלא כאשר פירושם על פי כלל דרוש הדעת. And without the דרוש הדעת it would be impossible to understand, and that's what we're going to learn today, an example of this. והוא כי, now here we go, תשע ספירות חוכמה בין הדעת חסק גבוה תפאר נצר הוד יסוד מתחלקה ליוד בית פרצוף באופן זה. We know there's a concept called Erke Kenuyim, which is very important for us to understand how to learn the Arizal. Meaning like this, there are many categories, and we spoke about this already in the Akdama Shiur, there are many, many different categories that we can speak about. We can speak about worlds, we can speak about Patsufa, we can speak about Sfirot, we can speak about Naranchi, about the souls, different levels. All those what I call categories. Now, they are not independently exclusive one of to another. Rather, each one can be what each level of each category can be compared to one to the other. For example, I can say that Keter is similar to the Paltuf of Atik. And I can also say that it's similar to the highest part of the soul, which is Yechidah. Or I can also say that all of that is equated to the highest world, which is called Adam Kadmon. So there's an example of I've equated Keter to the soul of Yechidah, to the world of Adam Kadmon, and to the Paltuf of Atik, and all of it's correct and all means the exact same things. I'm just showing a level of a hierarchy, going from high to bottom, high from top to bottom, showing that is the highest, and then later on correlate the same type of methodology down to the bottom of the lowest patsuf, which is, for example, Nukva. Can I relate that to the sphere of Malchut? Okay, that's one way of categorizing. Now, there are many different ways of categorizing it. Now, a famous way of categorizing is that what we're going to be learning today is called Apila Dusha Das. And he says as follows. So we have 9 Sfirot. And 9 Sfirot will be divided into the 12 Patsufim. So again, what's the connection between Patsufim and Sfirot? We're equating one to the other. It means they're the exact same thing. You can speak in Lashon Sfirot or speak in Lashon Patsufim, which will give you the same type of viewpoint of what we're speaking about. So here we go. Chokhmah hi atika dechura. When we mention the word Chokhmah, that's referring to the Pasuk of Atik Ducha. So it would be a good idea if you have a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper to write this down in order not to get confused, because it gets we start dealing with this in a lot of different details. So maybe to the right hand side of the paper you'll write Chokhmah and you'll write equal to Atik Ducha, which is the male side of Atik. Now on the left side of the paper you should write Bina equals to Nukva Datik. Okay, so you have therefore made yourself a part of Atik. You split it into 2 parts, the male side and the female side, Ducha v'Nukva. The male side you call Chokhmah, the left side you called Bina. Now that you should write underneath. That is always the middle Paltuf, or the middle Sfira, between the Chokhmah and Bina. That's the Mamutze. That the Kol Chasadim Gvurot. That is always contains in it a tamsis of Chokhmah, which is Chasadim, tamsis of Bina, which is Gvurot, and that's equated to the part of Avar Champin Vinukve. Then this time, both of them, the side Ducha Vinukva of Arich, is going to be put together, as opposed to Atik was split. Because we're talking about Das. Das has 2 compartments to it. As Chasadim is Das, Gvurot is Das, which is related to the Ducha the Atik and the Nukva the Atik. Arich, sorry. Now, let's go a bit lower down in our picture. So, on the right-hand side again, below all this, we'll write the word Chesed. Chesed, we'll write, will equal to Abba. Left-hand side, we'll write Gvur. That's going to be equal to Ima. Now, below that, in between Chesed and Gvur, we're going to write the Sphere of Tiferes. We know it's always in between. That's the Sphere of Memutzah. Hakolel, also there, you find a cloud that the Tiferes, by the way, this applies to all the spheres we find in the middle cloud. All apply the same rule that in the middle kav you find these 2 bechinot called chasadim and gvurot. These are the 2 powers, male power and female power. Now, that's going to be equated to which patsuf? It's going to be equated to Yisra Sab and Tvudam. Again, why two different patsufim? Because it's the middle kav which contains both the chug. Now, below that, on the right hand side, you're going to write netzach and you're going to say equals. You're going to write the equal sign to zah, which is also called Yisrael. Now, on the left-hand side to that, you're going to write the word Hod. And you're going to write equals to Nukva, which is also a reference to Rachel Agdola. And she's often called, she's sometimes called Leh as well. Okay? So that is the Chalukah we've made. We started from the Pasuf Atik, we ended up to Pasuf Leah. Now, underneath that, we have one last sfira called Yesod. That's going to be underneath the Netzach and Hod category. So in between, in the middle, you're going to write Yesod HaKol again. It's going to be called Chasidim Gvuot, right? That means it has two facets to it. And that's going to be connected to the last two partsufin out of the 12, number 11, number 12, which is Yaakov or Rachel. We call Rachel Ketana, not to get confused with the Rachel Gedola that we spoke about earlier on. Now, therefore, he says, therefore, we've managed successfully to enter in 12 partsufin to 9 different sfirot according to that chalukah. That's very, very important, because we'll see that Ariza is constantly swapping his lashon from partsufin to sfirot. We don't know exactly what he's talking about. What's chokhmah have to do with attic? Well, when we look at our picture, we see that it's exactly the same thing. It's in the same position. When he says that Yesod is Yaakov or Rachel, what does that mean? Yesod is a sfira, and Yaakov or Rachel is a partsuf. What's one have to do with the other? Well, we look at our picture again. Oh, we see that. We see that there is a tight connection between Yesod and Yaakov or Rachel. They're the exact same place on the system. We have to really understand this a bit. We have to ponder this a bit deeper. Sheharim be'alma atik v'nukve. We usually know that atik v'nukve, ve'arik v'nukve, hem be'keter. And we've been of a problem. According to this way, we split up the sfirot and the patsufim. We've equated right now chokhma to atik, bina to the female part of the atik. And then when we come to Das, we said that is equated to Arich and Nukve. But that doesn't really fit with what we usually generally say, that the sphere of Keter is equated to both Partsufim, Atik and Arich. So we're going to say after Miyash of this. I repeat. Olam, Davos Yitzarech Bi'ur, Shara Be'alma Atik V'Nukve, Arich V'Nukve, and Be'Keter. Abba Ve'ima V'Yisus Abba, and b'mochim. And we know that Abba v'Ima is generally called according to the sfirot of Chokhmah and Bina. And that's not what we said early on. What we said is that Chokhmah is equated to Atik, and Bina is equated to Nukva d'Atik. Not like we usually know that Abba is equated to Abba is equated to Chokhmah, and Bina is equated to Ima. What's going on? The Zun, and also another difference is that usually we say that Zun, apchati b'chinotei amun, we call orech aguf. Zun is usually an entire goof. Ve'ilu, if you say the yichaluka anal, we find differently. We see that Zun is only in the middle by the tiferet. What's going on? So he continues on page kuf tzadihei. Ve'ilu lefi sede achaluka anal hare atik v'arich em bechabad v'lo beketer ve'aba ve'ima v'yasut hem v'chagad v'lo b'mochim zun Yaakov v'achel b'nai shehem tachtit guf v'lo b'kulo ve'lama me'ikara lo nizka keter ben esfirot chaluka anal. And also, the first way we mentioned, we started with Chochma, that's Atik, Bina, that's Nukva the Atik. We didn't even mention at all in the first way we talked about describing the system. We didn't even mention Keter. That has to be reckoned for as well. The U.S. Sfirot Mamokom Tesha, it should really be, instead of 9 Sfirot as we started out, we should be 10 Sfirot. Gam Tzarir Biyo, Lama En Sfirot Malchut Nechlelet Bechaluka Zu. Also, we have to understand, why didn't we count Malchut? We stopped at Yesod. That's a problem. Okay, so all these questions are going to be answered in the next paragraph, next two paragraphs. And as follows. Ulam dvarim elu yuvanu al pi mash bi'anu le'el be'ot ayin he sheyesh dan shtei bechinot mochim. There's really two types of mochim. Excuse me. Dahainu, there is something, a level called shroshe mochim shebeketem, and something which is called mochim atzmam, the actual mochim. Okay, that's already part of the answer. So again, when we speak about the shroshim of the mochim, which are the roots of the mochim, that is always found in the keter. And what do I mean by shroshim mochim? Well, let's start with mochim. What is mochim? Mochim are the brains. Mochim is what we describe in Kabbalah by chokhma, bina, das. Those are the three brains that we have. So obviously when I talk about the shoshim of the mochim, I'm referring to the roots where those brains actually are. And believe it or not, that's inside your skull. Your skull has a thickness. That's the gulgolta. That's what we call the keter. And inside the thickness of the bone or the cartilage of that gulgolta, of that skull, there is in there holes. It's called avira de mochim. In the avira there, chuma de avira sometimes it's called, in the avir, we find that inside of there are the shorish of the mochim, believe it or not. That answers the question, that how can it be the kes is higher than the chokhmah? Ah, the kes is a bone and the chokhmah is a brain. What's more important, the brain or a bone? Obviously the brain. So why is that kes is above? The answer is that the Ariza answers this by saying that inside this bone called our skull, there's actually the roots of your brains are actually found there. All right, maybe it's not found there. The medical science hasn't found this mitzvah, but that's what the Ariza says, that the mochim, and he proves it from the Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, thousands of years ago already they knew about this, that the shorish of all the mochim are in the keter, and therefore we have a higher level called keter, and then later on we have the chokhmah and the bina, and we also have the chug. Now that's bechina achat. All that we're going to find that in the keter again. Now the bechina shnia is the mochim atzmam, the actual physical brains of kivyochol. Right? We find that in spiritual paltufim called the chokhma bina das, and that's found inside the circumference of the gulgolta. Shem chabad shebemochim, bechub chub shebemochim. So those are the two levels. Ve'nachon shegam beguf yeshnam chabat debeguf. We also found a representation of this intelligence called the chokhmah bin adas, which is right, middle, and left brain, that goes down into your body. For example, you send nervous impulses from your brain into your goof in order to move your limbs. That's where it's going. So that's called the spacious of the mochim, a spreading out of this intelligence that goes into your goof. So that's what we call over here chabad de goof or chabad shebe goof. Lefize mitpayer, according to what we just said now, she atik venukva, we can understand the atik and nukva, the arich and nukva, they're represented by the sefirot, as we said, in the second way that we describe the system, by saying that they corresponds to Chochma Bina, Chasadim Dedas, and Gvuos Dedas, Shebeketer. Shebeketer, that means in the skull, you're going to find all those Bechinas. All those Bechinas. What we thought he was what we thought the system of Chochma Bina Das, and when we spoke about Atik and Nukva and Ar Nukva, talk about the goof. No, it's actually talking about in the Shorish of the Keter. That's the answer. In the Shorish, we find all these four Patsufim already there in the Shorish of the Keter. Again, I repeat, Lefizim is by this. It's very, very crucial to understand this. She Atik v'Nukva v'Ar v'Nukva em chub chub shebe Keter. Nikraim chabad ki reshit hi chokhma vishorish hakol besod kulam bechokhma sita. That's where it all starts, in the avira of the gulgolta, which is inside the keter. Olam haketer elyon hu siyum haolam o partzuf elyon v'lachein eno nizka. So the question was, why did you mention Keter in the Chalukah of the nine Sfirot? It should be ten Sfirot, Keter included. The answer is, it's so high, it's the shortest of all things, that it's often not mentioned. When we talk about comparing it to the Havaya, we've done many, many times, it's not even shown in the Havaya. Meaning that it's always a representation of the Kotzu Shel Yud, it's up and above the Havaya. That's why it's not mentioned. And then it continues. V'aba v'ima v'yisus sabat tvuna הן חוב חוב שבמוחים. Now, when we come to the lower parzufim, we're talking about Abba ve'ima, Yisan Saba and Tfuna, this is the next four parzufim. That's going to correspond again to Chochma Bina and Chasadim Gvud. Ah, we already mentioned them. Yeah, but that was when we spoke about in the Shorish of the Keter. Now we're talking about in the circumference of the Keter, of the Golgotha, which is the actual brains. They correspond to Abba ve'ima, Yisan Saba and Tfuna. So what we've described so far is already four parzufim inside the skull and another four parzufim in the head. So we haven't even come into the body of the big system. We're still in the keser, but we've already knocked out eight different parzufim out of the 12. Now, v'le'ere rachabat shebeketer hem nikra'im chagat. Now, in order not to mix up between this chabad, which is found inside the skull, and a chabad, which is found in the actual brains inside the skull, that we're going to call the ones inside the actual framework of the thickness of the skull, we're going to call that the true chabad. It's called the chabad of Keter. Compared to that chabad, the one, the actual brain, your actual right and left brain and middle brain, which we originally called chabad, we're going to call that a chagat. We can do that. When you're using this system of erechin, instead of calling them chabad elyon or chabad tachton, which you could have also done, but you can also call it one is chabad, and one becomes automatically a chagat, vis-a-vis the higher chabad. Ve'le'erech chabad shebemochim nikraim chagat kanal, hem nikraim nahi. Nahi. That means the lower level will automatically be called the Nahi, even though we're not talking with the true Netzach Hod Yesod, that means the right and left leg and the Yesod, but rather a high b'chin of that. But since we're starting the Chalukah in a high area, then everything would come out to be Chabad, Chagat, Nahi system. Below Olam, Po'el, Hem, b'chinat Zaguf, Hakol et Zayin Tachtonim, b'shleimut, Hem, Chabad Shebeguf. So again, just to summarize, we have three different types of Chabad. One Chabad, which is found in the actual circumference of inside the actual bone of the head, of the skull. That's going to be the Shchoshim of the Chabad, or the first Chabad. Then inside the actual head, you have your right, left, middle brain. That's also called a Chabad, but vis-a-vis the first Chabad, we're going to call that Chagat. And then you have what's called the spashtus of the chabad, this nervous system, right, it's going to spread out these nervous impulses which goes inside the rest of your body to move all your limbs. That's also called a form of chabad. There's a third type of chabad, but compared to the second chabad, it's going to be called a nahi. So you're going to have chabad number one, called a chabad amiti, or the shorsha chabad. Chabad number two, we're going to call a chagad. And chabad number three, we're going to call the nahi. Let's continue. V'kidei la'avin advarim yoter v'la'atimam. So he's elaborating on this because how important it is to understand this. This is really a key to understanding all the words of the Ariza properly, without getting confused. V'kidei la'avin advarim yoter v'la'atimam. And the reasons, Nivaya od ki ha'emeti she'ein b'kol olam o pasuf yoter b'chabad shem rosh. V'zayin tachton shebeguf. The truth of the matter is only two different chalukas in a pasuf. The top part, which is chabad, and the lower part, which is chazat, which is part of the guf. Ela, she'achabad mechalkim lechokma bina v'ledat elyon ne'elam b'neihem. So let me repeat this. Very, very important. Very, very important. Again, וכדי להבין את דברם יותר, ולטעמם, לבאר עוד, כי אמת היא שאין בכל עולם או פרצוף יותר, there's not more than we find by but rather the head, which is the Chabad, and the Guf, which is the Zayin Tachtonim. Ella, we can subsplit it by saying that the Chabad is Mitzchalik with the Chochma, Bina, and Daat, that we know already, but we're going to call that the Daat Elyon. We're going to find a Dat Elyon and a Dat Tachton. That's what he's Mechadish over here. So in the Dat Elyon, which is Ne'elam B'neihem, that's between the Chochma Bina, we'll find a Dat Kolelet. Le'olam yesh ba Tchei Itrin. So in that Dat, we're going to open up. We're going to find the Tchei Itrin, right? And V'tiferet Ila'a. Machnia B'neihem. Machnia B'neihem. Anikra Data Tachton, or Data Mispashet. There are three names. There's a Tiferet Elyon, or Data Tachton, or Data Mispashet. Again, like I'm saying, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, it's best to write this down in order not to get confused with all these different terminology. Hare, so it comes out, Shechabad Levad Yeshli Farmim Chabad. Hainu Chochma Bina Dat, and you have a Dat Elyon there. And within the Dat, it's subsplit into the Tre Itrin, the Chasadim Gvorot. Chasadim v'gvurot, and then you have a dat tachton, which is machir b'neihem. Hare, kishanu maskirim chokma bina dat belvad. So therefore, the challenge is that when it's referred to in the Kitva Ariz, chokma bina dat belvad, what is it referring to? Is it referring to the Chabad Rishon, Chabad Sheni, Chabad Shlishi? Each one has to be taken in its contents, in its context. So therefore, coming back to our sugi over here, when we come out saying that we're talking about the Chabad, we were, in essence, by saying that word Chabad, we actually included six different pasufim, which is Atik v'Nukva, Arir v'Nukva, Abba v'Ima, V'Yisra Saba and Tvuna. So Atik V'Nukva, that's number 1. Ach V'Nukva is number 2. Abba V'Ima is number 3 and 4. And Yisra Saba is 5. And Tvuna is number 6. Okay? V'Ininu, ki lo'olam en mitziut b'chinat chokma v'bina she'en b'nehem dat machia. Because we know every time we mention by definition the word chokma b'bina, you have to know that there's das there which is machia. V'chol b'chinat dat Kalula tamid mechasadim gvot, and again, every time we mention that, right away in the back of your mind should spring the thought that there is chasadim and that over there as well. Chasadim and gvot in the dat. Veze od terem shiskalnu hadat aniglit kalilit. This is before we actually mention the actual dat that we speak about all the time. We're talking about the hidden dat. Ki ben chokma v'bina levad. Shemoch yamin v'moch small, klula b'chinat dat elyon. This is what we call the dat, the hidden dat, or the upper dat. She'eno nizkera b'fnei atzmo. She's not really mentioned. She's a hidden dat. Ve'eno nimnit, and she's not even counted. Ki hi ne'elemet sham ben chokma u'bina. It's hidden between the chokma bina. V'kasher anu shuv maskirim dat, and then when we actually mention that, that's not at all the dat that we're referring to. We're referring to a different dat. This is the tricky part. This, most people don't know this. Here, dat a kolelit shebe'orev. That's a dat which is further later on, further on down in the goof, at the back of the neck. V'gam hi yesh ba tchei itrim, and inside of that you have also the tchei itrim, which are referred to as chasadim and gvot inside of that dat, with the dat the tachton. Ki le'olam kol b'chinat dat kulula mekochot chokma besod chasadim or mekochot abina besod gvot, because that's the rule. The rule is that is a combination of chokma and bina, which in other words is considered to be chasadim v'gvot. Ve'en mitziut ko shel kochot yaminim v'smolim she'em b'neihem od machiyam. And it does not exist that you should have a right and left side without having a middle side, again subdivided. Lachen, ben atchei itrin, which is chasadim d'dat, and gvod d'dat, shel d'dat, gam ken yesh machia echad, shegam hu bechinat d'dat. You're going to have another one, another third division, over here called the tiferet ila'a, shel ben tchein itrin, of the d'dat tachton. Again, if you're writing this down, this makes a lot of sense. שהם חסדים וגבורות של הדעת הכללית. והיא הדעת התחתון. This is part and parcel of the דעת התחתון. ונקראת הדעת המספשת, because from there it's going to mispash and go lower down into the goof. That's our example of the nervous system, of the brain giving electronic impulses to its middle brain, then that goes down your spinal cord, down your nervous system, and that's going to go down into all your different evolium. She anishama hashisha k'tzavot. Nishmat hashisha k'tzavot, meaning this is going to spread into the six different extremities, which is your chesed, right arm, gvul, left arm, v'chule v'chule. So b'kitzur, that the lowest dot is considered to be the neshama and the source of all the next six sefirot. Kemo shekatuv b'zohar be'idra zuta de'azinu dav resh pei tet amud bet dat ilai ligav gufa umalia klunun idrin v'aksudrin nai bati barai. Therefore, when we are mentioning Rak Shalosh Sefirot Chabad, Kva Klulim Bahem Shesh Shisha Bechinot Shem Chochma Bina V'Dat Elyon Chasadim V'Gvot V'Dat Tachton. So remember this rule, it's very important. When we're mentioning just Chabad, Chochma Bina Dat, we won't be surprised if the Ariza starts talking to us about six other Sefirot, meaning Chabad is includes in it Chochma bin Adat, Elyon, Chasad in the Dad, Gvor the Dad, and the Dad Tachton, as we said, that's Tiferet Ila'a. Okay, we're going to stop it here for now.